Doctors know that certain proteins in the bloodstream are warning signs of a predisposition to heart disease. Many of these markers become elevated long before the more familiar cholesterol and lipid levels do. Nelly Moraz is chief of pediatric endocrinology at Niemer's Children's Clinic in Florida. She wanted to follow up on a study of adults with high levels of one of those markers, CRP, or C-reactive protein.
The question in that particular study is, can you prevent cardiovascular events by using statins and lowering the CRP that way? Even if your lipids are not elevated, then the answer to that is a convincing yes. We know that these other markers are out there and that reflect damage to come, most likely. So I thought it would be, you know, important to look at children that are just obese and don't have anything else wrong with them.
Moraz recruited more than 200 obese and lean children. Because she wanted to see the effect of puberty on blood chemistry, the boys and girls in the study ranged in age from 7 to 18. They were screened for a variety of known markers for predicting the development of heart disease. She says the results surprised her.
What we found is that, these markers are way up, particularly the CRP. The CRP in the pubertal obese, simple obese kids was about tenfold that of the non-obese kids. And the prepubertal ones was almost 12-fold.
Moraz stressed that her study did not prove that children with elevated CRP levels will develop cardiovascular disease as adults or will have early heart attacks.
But the overwhelming body of data preceding a study like this suggests that, you know, it is a really, really significant red flag. And it also suggests to us that CRP is standing out, this C-reactive protein, as something worth measuring and worth following and trying to get down by pediatricians and family doctors alike.
She noted that doctors often do not treat obesity in children unless there are other medical issues, such as diabetes, and she called for that practice to change. Moraz is now analyzing other data from the study to see how exercise, diet, and medication affect markers. She presented her findings at the annual meeting of the Endocrine Society. That's today's Health Brief. I'm Steve Barragona.